This is a Gutter production.
Not when I come up and I'm the secret wanderer who's been following named Bourbon Krell.
Bourbon Krell.
Oh, yeah, Bourbon Krell.
And
yeah,
I'm a sidekick. Right. Small Ben Krell.
Oh, wait.
Small
Ben. And also,
Bourbon.
We've got the guy tied up in the back of Booger.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which is juicy.
Yeah, whoever that guy is.
And we do have the radio. We still have their radio on and tuned to the channel that he used. So theoretically, we could intercept calls, but they might have
switched.
When they didn't hear back from him again, they changed their channel or something.
Probably not, though. I don't think
probably
they're that
not.
Organized.
Probably
are dumb and just stay on the same one.
Yeah, maybe we fucking got Ganon and now he has to reveal all the secrets of the Mountain King over the radio.
I think we also have Ganon's GM notes with us because of a Petruvius maneuver, a maneuverius that Petruvius did.
Ah, Petruvius maneuverius.
Yeah, I am going to grab one of those drinks real quick.
We are not ready. We are almost ready.
We are fully armed and we are ready.
Cracking up a cold one. Cracking up. Ha 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 ha.
Alrighty, let's roll.
Play.
Okay. It is hot. It is so fucking hot. And it is so fucking dark. You hear the sound of these blades hacking away. Just at the edge of this lantern light, these blades hacking away at this thick brush. You can see Meat Stew. He's got like a rusty old machete hacking away. And then right next to him, you can see Otter hacking away, both covered in sweat. Bugs buzzing around their head, making a very strange song, occasionally biting at their necks. Arrgh! Black! Behind them, the caravan, these two Humvees melded together, slowly processing behind them, these two Billies, Francois and Untitled Billy was the name of the second Billy.
Yeah.
Billy Braun.
Untitled Billy Braun, slowly coming up behind these guys who are just whacking off the underbrush.
How about that? That's a little funny because it's a funny show too.
This is gonna be a high tension episode. But let's not forget about how funny it is to
say
pretend
that
to
grass
say,
is coming.
Your grass is coming. You're whacking it off. You're making it jizz and come. But because that's so funny, because you can't do that to grass if you think about it. You can't jack off a piece of grass.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, whack. You're slicing and cracking, and it's just dark and sweaty heat. Okay, so right now I know where two of you guys are. Otter's in the front. He's whacking shit.
Bushwhacker style. he's laughing.
Violet, we can say Violet's in Booger, which is being dragged behind the caravan. And behind Booger, of course, is the camper, and that is in tow as well. So I think you guys are all, I don't know, what's the layout of the group right now? What are we seeing? We're feeling hot and we're seeing black, but what's up with the guys?
Otter has a cone of visibility that is narrow to the bush ahead of him because he is using his bright red demonic scimitar that was used the episode he got stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
That fills him with a strange mania and glee that is cutting through the heat, cutting through the darkness, and cutting through the bush. He's laughing as he looks over at Meat Stew. I always want to call him Beef Stew.
Buddy, I am your Beef Stew.
I'm your big beefy stew.
You're my Biff Stew, my best friend forever stew.
Biff Stew! He fist bumps. He holds out his fist, a fist bump.
An otter with his head gives it a, like a pug communicating to another pug. Takes his respiratory issued laden head and smashes it to the fist of his new bestie Biff Stew.
And then you feel the goobs and blobs of the mouth of a Billy that's right up against you too. he's nuzzling the fist and your face.
We're bonded, and this is the nicest reception he's gotten from one of these Billies thus far.
Ouch! It gave Meat Stew a bite on the hand.
Ow!
I told you these. I'll say it, fucking guys hate me. These fucking guys, they hate my ass. I don't know what it is. Just, I played a little game of tag with them where I would just give them a big slap on the butt and make them chase me around. And now they want to bite me all the time. Gee whiz.
All right, well, the sword is telling him to slap their butt right now to see if it'll work. But Otter tries to resist that and says, back to work, boy!
Whoa, hey, watch out there! Meat Stew puts his hand on your chest. He's like, Otter, take a look at that right there. He points at the bushes, and there's like a scraggly nettle sort of like coming up, wrapping around some of the vines in the bush. He's like, you're gonna want to watch out for that stuff or you'll end up like me. And he taps the side of his face that has all those lesions and that big hole in his cheek, and he's like, plus, you get too changed by the motherland, you're going to end up staying in the motherland. You can't leave.
Otter thinks of Dorinda's stork-like face, so beautiful, and he knows he doesn't want to stay here. So he tones it down a little bit, and he looks back to see where his good buddies Violet and Scratch are.
Okay, so they're hacking away at the bushes, and the camera pulls back, passing by the caravan, passing by the Billies, passing by the caravan. We see Lawn Chair sitting on top of the caravan. We can see Scat, the strange human creature person.
Scat, really?
Scuttling around inside the caravan doing something. And then zooming on over to Booger, the green hatchback, looking inside, we can see Violet. It's hot. It's dark. Violet is sketching right now.
Violet is sitting with just a book light attached to their sketchbook, one of those clip-on book lights, and is just feverishly sketching. Windows are down. It's hot. They look vacant, but their hand is moving quickly.
Okay. And just outside of that little light, it's just darkness, darkness. We're pulling away.
And as the camera pulls back again, and you see just the overwhelming darkness in most of the image, and it shifts, and then you see just the shape of the camper windows illuminated from within. Mm-hmm. And then the camera zooms in at that point through the windows, and we see Scratch huddled over the bed of this camper, which he's using kind of like a workshop. Doing what? Hard to say. You see he has his computer there and his backpack and a rubber bungee cord, clearly maybe from, you know, the back of Booger or something like that. He also has an extra car battery, also possibly from the back of Booger, or maybe it's one he had. And you see the headset there next to it. And Scratch is tinkering in some sort of way, because if you remember at the end of last episode, he got a little too high.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay. Otter helped him back from the edge of, like, weed psychosis or something, but he did start to feel more and more paranoid about the encroaching darkness as they got deeper and deeper under the cover of these trees and into the darkness, and he started to feel like, okay, like what can I do? What can I do? And right now he's working on something that he thinks will help with the darkness in the back of the camper.
And Freddy Fishman's there, too. And he says,
hey, you know, you could just put me under one of these wheels real quick, and then I wouldn't have to bother you while you're clearly working on something real hard.
Oh my God, Freddy, that's a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea that I just had spawned by your stupid idea to kill you, which I would never do. You're never going to catch me, even if I'm a little bit too high, because I'm coming down, Freddy. It's been a couple hours, at least 2, maybe 4 hours. And, buddy, why don't I put you on my backpack and you can watch from the rear. Freddy, you can be my eyes. Don't you want to have a purpose, Freddy?
Yeah.
Don't you have a purpose? Aren't you trying to prove
that
Jimmy Buffett wasn't in the Epstein files,
now,
even though we read some stuff that I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm sure I wasn't. And if you saw that I was, I mean, look, there were a lot of parties. I went to a lot of parties. I met a lot of people. You know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm shutting up, actually.
Oh, no, Freddy. I'm sorry. I'll never bring it up again. Oh, no.
Very rude of you to bring something like that up about a person.
Oh, my God. I hate me too, Freddy. I'm sorry.
We're pulling back now over to Violet. The light. That little light. The only light in this just surrounded by inky black in this sketch that's taking place. Violet, how are you feeling as you're doing this sketch?
So there's a little golden book light that is shining just on the top of Violet's red notebook. And slowly you see the red notebook becomes a light blue notebook. And the little light is an all-encompassing light. It's a golden sunlight, like a sunset light coming in through the window of Violet's childhood bedroom. And she's suddenly sitting on her bed with her headphones on. She's sketching and listening to music. And for the first time in a long time, feels comfort and smells the familiar smell of home. And she hears suddenly a faint knocking. So she takes her headphones off and looks over at the door, which opens, and in walks her dad. And he looks older than she remembers him. He looks just like a little bit older, and he's wearing one of those dad sweaters that's like knitted and has a vaguely 80s pattern on it. The sleeves are like worn out because he rolled them up too many times. And he's holding a plate of cookies and a glass of milk, and he's smiling at her, and his eyes are just like as warm as the room, as warm as the sun. It's so lovely and so nice, and it feels like a hug. And he opens his mouth to say something, and water starts pouring out of his mouth. And he drops the plate of cookies, and he drops the glass, and the floorboard cracks. And suddenly a wave shoots through the floor. A crashing wave shoots through the floor. And in just a moment, he's gone. The house is gone. Everything is gone. And Violet is floating on a sea of nothing. Just floating in this sort of like golden sunlight. And she feels something tickle her hand, and she looks down. It's a little spider, and she goes to fling it away. And as she does that, the sunlight just like blinds her eyes, and she comes back to, and she's in Booger. She's sitting in the car, and she's drawn something.
Yeah. The sketch you just drew is, you're like, well, first you just came to from this something, and you're looking down at this piece of paper, and it's just like these thin lines. Like, it looks like your hand, but it also doesn't, if that makes any sense. But you've drawn, like, this face, and its eyes are bulging, and its mouth is open in a scream. And it's got, like, a T or something on its head, like the shape of a T something. And it's got all these thin, wispy legs reaching out. Can I get a power roll from you real quick?
I hope it goes well. I want to find out more.
Yeah.
Oh, just shy of a success. I'm going to spend 5 luck to get a success.
Okay. You're looking at this. This screaming face with all these little legs and the something on its head, where there's something, you can't see its body because the face is so big, and you have this feeling like this thing is coming. Are you scared? You might be scared, but more than that, you're like, I understand, if that makes sense.
Yeah. There's a deep knowing, but an unknown of what that knowing is. This thing is coming. That's what we know. This is a thing to watch for.
Bang! Oh! Against the glass of Booger, Scratch has placed both hands on the glass suddenly, excitedly, in a jump scare moment for you. But Violet, check this out. Check this out.
What?
And Scratch turns around. Ganon, I don't need to do a roll for this.
Don't.
Okay.
Yay!
Woohoo!
There's gonna be a lot.
No rolls.
Okay. All
we'll
right.
See about that.
You succeed.
Well, no. I'm gonna do roll. Let me explain.
Because
here's the thing. I'm gonna change my character sheet, but I want to use one of the skills that I'm gonna be getting rid of because it's a dumb thing. I made my character a scientist, so I have a bunch of points that I put into computer science hardware, and I'm basically gonna roll to see how cool this looks. Zero. One. Okay, so it looks...
It's the coolest thing ever.
That's the opposite. That's the worst.
No, zero is the worst.
Zero one is the goldenest of golden hits,
it's
my dude.
It's the ultimate golden hit.
Golden hit.
It's the coolest thing we've ever seen.
You can't change your character sheet now. You have to keep it. You did too well. Scientist, Dr. Scratch, I should say.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
That's remarkable.
That is kind of
Petruvius is in the room with us right now.
I burnt the best roll I'm ever going to fucking have. And Scratch turns around, and his high tinkering with all these things has turned into, at least in its own DIY way, a work of beauty. You see that his backpack now has... Oh God, now I feel like I have to describe it beautifully, which is a taller order than I was prepared to do for this stupid thing.
Do you want
a
beat?
You don't have to describe it beautifully.
But you have to do it in rhyme.
Oh God.
Describe it ugly, actually.
His backpack, you now see, has his computer in it. You can see the shape bulging at the seams of the backpack. And the areas in which the fans would be located in the computer now have cut out holes for the air circulation to still pass. From the bottom, hanging from the bottom of the backpack, suspended by like rubber bungee cords, but in a way that seems very secure and very level, is a car battery, which has cords attached to it, which are attached to some adapter.
To scratch his nipples and testicles.
Yes, and he's being shocked to completion right now.
Violet, look!
But that is then, you see the cords like threaded in such a way into the backpack and clearly plugged into the computer. And from the computer, you also see threaded out from another hole that he has created are the cords for the headset, which is on his forehead, like above. And then the last little thing in the top is that he has Freddy Fishman at the top of his backpack, like a little flap. It's like the cover, you know, like it just lifts up. So Freddy Fishman's facing there, but he's like, check this out.
Hell yeah.
Look at you. It's like a full mobile headset system.
How does it charge?
Well, it's using the car battery, so we'll have to charge it at some point when we turn the car back on. We can like give it some juice, but cool. It should last for a while. It's got a lot of voltage, but I took some gear. I'd gotten some stuff from Amy when we were back. Now he's a little bit manic. Some stuff from Amy that we had talked about, and finally got to implement it, and I got like an adapter, and I can do that.
That is amazing, Scratch. That is amazing. Now that I'm speaking again, because I feel like I haven't been speaking for literally hours. I also have to share something with you, which is that I drew this. I don't know really what this is, but I think this thing is after us.
So it's like we've got like a person in new robo gear, and you like have an insane scary picture in the middle of the woods in total darkness, like
can we say that after you say that you don't show the picture until after you say that, and it jump scares Scratch. Scratch is like, ah!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Who's after us?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. Oh, also, I have a tattoo, a new tattoo. I didn't get a tattoo. I just have a tattoo. I got a spider tattoo. I drew a picture. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I just realized I'm still a little bit too high because this is...
Freddy! Otter appears right behind them and goes, "You guys, I found this little turtle. I was cutting down the brush and I found a little turtle. It's remarkable because look, it doesn't look like he has a little human face. Look at this guy.
He does have extraordinarily human-like eyes.
And he's just like moving
And kind of human-y mouth.
Arm slowly because he can't move because... Otter's holding him with two fingers, one on the top, one on the bottom. Check him out.
I can't look at this fucking turtle. I gotta lay down. Scratch is holding his heart like he's gonna have a heart attack.
Oh, you're gonna be all right,
buddy. You're gonna be fine.
Quick, hold this turtle. And then Otter goes sprinting back to go keep chopping grass.
Behold! You hear Meat Stew's like, We've arrived! His horse runs up ahead to him. Let's see. How is he lighting things?
Oh, I would have had a little headlamp that I could have given to Meat Stew.
Okay, he's got a headlamp on, so you can sort of see a headlamp swooshing about.
Otter has these like illuminated 2008 New Year's Eve glasses that he's been wearing, and he gave his headlamp to Meat Stew just because Meat Stew's been here before and you know knows what he's looking for.
Okay, you can see lawn chair up ahead. She turns around, sitting on her lawn chair, and she's like. She's smoking from her glass pipe, something very chemical smelling. She's like, "I'm back. We finally made it back. You're going to want to see this. Get up to the front, guys."
All right.
Does Scratch take the turtle? Otter asks.
I'm holding it.
Preemptively named OJ Mayonnaise, but not final.
Make sure you wash your hands after that. You can get salmonella.
Nah, I don't think so.
You start saying that and you look at Scratch and he has his whole fist
licking
in
his hands.
What? Sorry, I thought I had peanut butter under my fingernails.
No!
Okay, you guys...
We walk towards the front.
You guys walk up to the front, and you see that the brush is cleared, and you step out, and you're, like, outside of the forest now. And you just see Meat Stew, you know, this big, burly guy with, like, this... What is it? A knight's cuirass on his chest and his rusty machete to his side, and he's got this little light on. This very dim light that you can only really see between... You know you're outside of the forest, but you can't really see much. He's just standing there with this horse, and he's like, "You've treated me well, friend. I hope to see you again one day. Ha!" And he gives it a pat on the butt, and it runs off. He's like,
"No.
I hope that's not the last game of tag I play with that beautiful steed." You can hear the sound of a waterfall up ahead. He turns his lamp, and I imagine it's somewhat high-powered. Like, I imagine this is like a pro lamp. And the lamp sort of, like, shines out ahead, and you see huge, huge black mountains ahead of you. Like, Sierra Nevada, like, enormous black mountains, and there's a dirt path stretching up, and it cuts past a cascading waterfall, which itself is falling from a massive height, and this path is going up around this mountain. I mean, this is a huge mountain. Like, you're looking at this mountain, this is, like... It looks like it could take days to get to the top of this mountain,
Shit.
Especially at the
speed
you're
at. And we got a camper, and we got a damn truck that has to get pulled by billies? I don't know about this.
Meat Stew says, "We ain't taking that path." And he walks over to the waterfall, and he tests it with his hand, and then he ducks under. And he says, "This way, friends!" Lawn chair is shaking her head. "I never thought I'd be back at this fucking place." Takes a big hit. "Well, what are you waiting for, guys?" Hops down off the caravan and straps her lawn chair to her back and starts walking towards the waterfall.
What do we call this place?
"I used to know it as the Mines. They never told us the name of the Mines. I never knew. I didn't speak their language. But we're going to the Mines."
Holy shit, you guys! This is like a real Mine of Moria! Mine of Mencia type shit.
Can you bring a car into the mines?
Yeah. No, bring it along. Come on, billies. Come on. The caravan is now moving, like, towards the waterfall. You see the billies going under the waterfall and dragging Booger in behind it. You guys are following, I assume?
I just want to retcon me saying Mine of Moria. I do think it's funny if Otter thinks it's called Mine of Mencia from Lord of the Rings. He's like, "This is just like the Mines of Mencia from, Lord of the Rings." Holy shit. I wonder if there's going to be a Bell Ross out here or something.
Well, I hope not.
A Bob Ross out here.
A Bob Ross.
Hey, guys, this is
Guys, I just got to say, I just have to put it into words that it's kind of like, this is kind of a bucket list moment for me. I've always wanted to go behind a waterfall and find a secret passage. So if you could, can we just hold hands for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Hold hands. Everybody hold hands.
You want to say something about it? Scratch, you want to preach?
No, I think I just want to experience it.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Baba ye tu ye tu leo. Do you mind if I sing for a bit? Baba ye tu ye tu.
I might be able to get away with playing a little bit of it.
Guys, duck under. The water is ice cold, but it feels good in the heat for the brief moment. It hits you, but you see you're like, whoa! And now you're on the other side, and it's even blacker than black. Dark as hell, except for that beam of light coming out from Meat Stew's head. You can see he's like looking around, and dead ahead behind this waterfall, you see just an enormous wall in front of you of what looks like it's white. It's like limestone, lush with these kind of blue veins, and it's got jagged edges all over the place from like, it's like some part of this wall is like collapsed, or it's a natural wall. It's not like a human made wall. It's like a cliff face, but it's enormous. Mm. It's like, this is a three-story building we're in right now. Double it. Double that. And then add one more. It's about 15 stories tall.
Wow. Do we need to take some veil rolls?
It is.
I feel like this is sort of...
I feel like we got to roll for wonder.
No. Do a veil.
Wonderful.
A fun veil.
This is a fun veil. If you lose, you only lose one.
Oh, my God. I don't want to lose anymore. Okay, I succeeded.
Okay.
I failed.
I succeeded.
For succeeding, I'm going to give you one luck.
Ooh, yay!
One luck. Minus one veil.
My instinct, what's fucked up is I really wanted to roll a wonder roll because truly when you describe that, I thought, this sounds like one of the coolest things I would ever see in my life. I would be filled with such wonder.
You know what? Maybe it's overwhelming wonder. It doesn't feel like fear. It feels like overwhelming wonder.
I'm like looking up and I'm like, oh, this is so big. And I keep looking up and it keeps getting taller. And I'm like, this is.
And yet you still lose one veil.
Maybe it's that sort of thing where it's like you're getting exactly what you want. But for whatever reason, you can't be in the moment. And you're like, God, this is not how in my fantasy the cool behind waterfall thing would be, because I have a weird itch in my butt crack or something.
Yeah, like, oh, this is so cool and I wish I was just on vacation and not scared of our journey, our exciting journey.
It's so cool and I wish I didn't have undiagnosed COVID right now that I will discover 10 days from now.
The water is, you can hear the water behind, and there's just, you know, the dim lights of the lanterns, the beam and your light.
The 2008 glasses.
Yes, the 2008 glasses. The 2008. You guys are looking at Meat Stew, who is soaking wet from going under the water, and he's looking up at this expanse, and he turns around and he says, so, here's the plan. There's a winch at the top of this cliff. We're going to use that winch to get all of these vehicles up there. There are tunnels that will take us to the other side of the mountain. But first thing we gotta do is deal with the Billies. We need to get Francois and Untitled Billy.
Billy Braun?
Billy Braun up there. Scat! Hops out of the caravan and is holding what looks like a big old t-shirt cannon and tosses it to Lawn Chair, who catches it. Lawn Chair looks at the three of you and says, look, this thing's got a real mean kick to it, and my shoulder's been fucked since I worked in these mines, so I'm gonna need one of you guys to fire it. Usually the Billy handler handles this Fulton Blacktooth of running around somewhere in the forest with all their chickens. Anyway.
Is Otter's number being called? He's looking at his
I got heavy weapons. Is it heavy weapons?
Oh, it could be a heavy weapon. I have
39
shotgun, which is...
You can use shotgun roll for that.
Your heavy weapon is 39, Eleni?
Yeah.
My shotgun is 65.
Oh, yeah, you go.
Okay.
Lawn Chair, why don't you sit in your titular lawn chair and let old Otter take a stab at the kicker?
Yeah, Lawn Chair puts the lawn chair out, plops it down. She's sitting next to a box, and she's like, by the way, take a look at this box. She rolls it over to you. The box is full of, like, weird shit. Tin cans, naked Barbies. There's, like, some rotted cabbage in there. There's a bunch of shit in there. Let your imagination be your guide. Lawn Chair's like, yeah, the Billies like most of this shit, some of the shit they don't like, but basically what you're going to want to do is you just kind of want to lead the... They're real naturals. They really like climbing. You just want to lead them up to the top of the cliff there. So you just kind of, you know, all those crags, just sort of lead them up. You want to shoot their treats up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I initially sort of thought I was maybe firing a giant grappling hook. But now I think I realize I'm shooting treats for the billies to follow in a sort of mini game type part of the Gutter Podcast. Mm-hmm.
There's like little like plunky music playing like ding, 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 ding.
There's a worldwide leaderboard for this. Yeah. There's groups of 10 guys who will, when they go through this in their gutter playthrough, they all hold one button on the controller so that they can cheese this mini game. But Otter's not doing that. He's just one guy.
Yeah, Launcher's like, yeah, we used to have to do grappling hooks, but they eventually installed that guy over there. Points, there's like a rope ladder that's like coming down from the top that's like attached to a crank.
Oh, what's the deal with that?
You just sort of turn that thing, a person grabs onto it, zip you right up the top.
Love it.
Damn. All right, well, that's check cool. This shit out. Otter imagines in his mind eye, shooting this to a likely looking first spot for one of these billies. He's checked out the billies. He's taken stock of their leaping abilities, and he's done his little mental math to figure out what a good first spot would be, and he sees a sort of likely ledge suspect, and he's going to grab a bunch of the fodder.
Mm-hmm.
The billy.
What are some billy treats you're grabbing?
Ooh, there's like for whatever reason, there's a novelty-sized sealed honey bun. Like
oh, nice!
In like a big plastic, you know, mm-hmm. thing. Honestly, it's sort of like donut in shape, and it's got a little face.
Petruvi-esque.
Petruvi-esque. Oh my god, you love it.
He's coming around.
No, his greatest enemy coming up with such clever turns of phrase.
Right.
Petruvi-esque is a gateway drug to Petruvius, so we'll get you there soon enough, my man. Ooh, not bad. All right, this is a... Is a normal hit good enough?
Normal hit's good for the whole thing. So what? Can you just describe you leading Francois and Untitled Billy with his two funky little faces up with these treats?
In Otter's mind, he is seeing the path that these, mm-hmm. you know, Billy treat bullets are taking mm-hmm. ahead of time. He's seeing in his mind how the billies would climb up the hill. He's looking at each path, each step that they would take as if it was painted yellow in a video game. And then about like 5 seconds after, the things that he is seeing, he is manifesting and making happen. And there's some difference, perhaps. Maybe I won't hit every roll. I think I might. I like my chances. But he's basically just visualizing. He's doing this old trick that he would do, whether it was in inline skating or in squash, where he just anticipates outcomes before they happen and does this sort of very quick mental probability that is the calling card of a former professional athlete of great renown. Hit.
So, boom, fire the sweet roll off. And you see Francois, the bigger billy, just go. Even though they got this big rolling body, just like, the billy just like really takes to the wall, really climbs up and humps.
Can we say that their hooves have sort of a like prehensile mm-hmm. thumb that it like extracts?
Yeah.
And it's like gripping on in a way that you would imagine like a hoof, but with a weird.
That's awesome, yeah.
Like stick outable thumb.
Yeah. You fire another, you know, a Barbie head. Exploded Barbie goes flying out, and Untitled Baby Billy goes galloping up the side of this thing. It's a real fun little time you're having.
He's shooting a rusted toaster.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's shooting a little brass bust of George Foreman. Where the hell did that come from? Who knows how that found its way to the warp? And once these billies are like almost at the top, they're basically there. Otter looks over directly into the camera, points the gun towards the camera, and shoots. And it says, the bullet that comes out says, positive mental imaging, and Otter does a little V victory stance and puts the gun on his back to hit his victory pose as the music plays and the little, like, metrics of how well he did this minigame, which was just fine. But he had fun, and there's no metric that's more important than how many smiles you had. And he had one the whole time.
Violet and Scratch are golf clapping and yeah, wow, good job.
Everyone's clapping, Mitsu. Well done, well done. Welcome to the interlude. This is the interlude right now.
Wow,
and Mike.
Right in.
Oh.
Yes, it's
answer.
Mike.
What do you think about it being the interlude?
I think it's tremendous that we're in the interlude right now, that we're talking directly to our gutter listeners.
And I, Eleni S, and
Casey Tony.
Yep. Also, love it.
Yay! Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, back to the episode.
Back to the episode.
Whoa.
They call that a classic, JK. Well, let me explain what an interlude is. First of all, let me explain what a podcast is.
So, all right.
Let me start
at step one.
And, well,
a couple of years ago.
Once upon a time, there was this thing called an iPod.
And fast forward.
And on December 16th, Tuesday, we are going to be doing our stream of the month. So you can catch that at gutter.show/watch. And you can watch us do our stream. We're playing... Are you a human?
No, I'm not a human.
Oh, are you a human?
Are you a human?
Totally different.
That's the prequel. That sets everything up. You can't understand what's going on in this game if you don't play that game. But
and
I digress.
And come hang out with us. It's at 7:30 p.m. Central. If you can't, you can watch the VOD. If you have missed any of our past streams, go to our YouTube channel. You can watch any of our past live streams and just hang out with us while we play video games or whatever else we do. We took some quizzes. We may do all kinds of things in the future, but we're on a bit of a video game kick because we're gamers.
Dear listener, have you ever played a video game before? Well, if you haven't, have I got great news for you. You should try it. They're pretty fun.
Gannon, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And you should watch us play it because how nice is it to watch us play a video game?
It's almost time for the video game awards, which I am not endorsing, but I do get tremendous pleasure out of watching it with these guys and laughing about what Jeff Keighley is wearing scowling and hissing every time a different wretched video game executive walks on screen. It's so fun. Hate Watch, engage soon.
Awesome. Great time guaranteed for us.
And fast forward.
One thing that's not a hate watch or hate listen is a podcast from our good friend Max Kreisky.
Field Trip Sketch Comedy Presents, which is a silly, fast-paced sketch comedy podcast. And they are a group called Field Trip Sketch Comedy from Boston. They've already released episode one. They're going to be releasing episodes bi-weekly through the end of the year. And you can catch all of their very fun and funny and great content at Field Trip Sketch on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, and YouTube.
And Eleni, is it true that watching and listening is free?
Watching and listening is free. Can you believe it?
It's so free that we were even doing it earlier today. One of the greatest deals we got today. And it was very funny and very absurd.
Oh, greatest deal. By the way, we're recording
this
on Black Friday.
A little bit of context. Yes.
Oh, that we fast-forwarded past the part where we gave that context.
Max is a cool dude. Shout out Max.
Shout out Max, friend of the show.
Max.
And don't forget to listen to Field Trip Sketch Comedy Presents. Thank you.
Good night. All right. And?
Did we have anything else we had to say this interlude?
Check out our Patreon. We got some really... you should check out those prequel episodes. I think those prequel episodes are good. Okay, that's all I'll say there. That's all I'll say there.
We should do an interlude sometime where we're talking about like the emergency exits of the podcast or something. We are sort of like flight attendants. This could be set this up for another time.
Don't burn it. Don't burn it.
If you're listening to this now, you're getting a sneak peek into one of our advanced interludes. Sometimes they... inspiration strikes during another interlude and you gotta hold on to a fun idea for the next one.
Oh, you guys, I found something really cool.
Oh, what'd you find?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's the rest of the episode.
Well, let's put it on Let's put it on.
Let's put it on.
To tape it.
Here's the deal. What happens?
And
go.
Whoa!
Whoa!
This episode of Gutter is sponsored by Hero Forge.
Violet, Otter, it's me, Scratch. If you're listening to this tape, then it means my dark prophecy was correct. I got sucked into cyberspace after insulting an Etsy witch on an internet forum. But look, I've been digging through the pages of my archive, and I think I found just the way out. Think about it. The place where you make ideas come to life. Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customized tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. With a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options, Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Meaning, you could design me, Scratch Kelly, on HeroForge.com. I could possess the digital model from here in cyberspace, then you could print me into existence itself. In theory. But that's not all. Hero Forge also has custom printed dice where they'll stick your favorite mini, in this case me, floating inside a die. Or you could even put that mini, me, in this case, on a keychain. Hero Forge custom acrylic keychains are printed at the same scale as the rest of Hero Forge minis and arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, so you can take your favorite character, in this case me, wherever you go. And if you can't quite capture my likeness, it's okay. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, so check back in and see what you missed. Listen, Violet, Otter, or anyone who finds this tape, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today. It may just be the only way to set me free. And if it doesn't, well, at least you got a Scratch Mini to keep you company.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Oh, hey, Gannon, Eleni, Casey, it's Mike. You guys won't believe this. I got stuck in space.
Yup.
My damn spaceship broke down by the asteroid belt. I guess that's because it's Orbital Blues Month starting April 1st on BackerKit. Orbital Blues is an RPG from Soul Muppet Publishing about sad space cowboys, where your crew of desperate and downtrodden outlaws travel across a music-infused space western universe, filled with retro-future technology, plagued by heartbreak and the haunting shadow of the blues. And in April, there's a spaceship full of new Orbital Blues projects such as Outlaws and Corporations, a uniquely printed book filled with NPCs, adventures, and setting inspo, as well as my personal favorite, Formula Infinity, a high-octane space racing adventure complete with bespoke racing mechanics, new character options, and a star system of new planets to explore. And that's just the tip of the space iceberg. Each project comes with a soundtrack from Behold. And hey, you're listening to a little bit of that right now. Check out Orbital Blues Month on BackerKit to see the full list of projects and backer rewards now through the end of April. Now, can someone ship me a backup warp drive? Because I think I broke mine, and I'm running out of beans, and I'm getting hungry. So get me the hell out of here. Help me, please.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy. Being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tale Is Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's the situation we have. We need each of you to take on one important job. We need someone to go up that ladder to the top of the cliff to deal with the billies. We need someone on the bottom here to hook the winch up to the vehicles to get pulled up. And then we need someone on the outside of that waterfall keeping watch.
Well, I can go up and be with the billies. I feel like I connected with them that time I fed paper and...
That seems wise.
Yeah, I'm just a little tiny bit freaked out at the base of this giant thing, so I would like to just get up there as soon as possible, if that's okay.
Otter says, Scratch, you're good, right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I had a sense of wonder earlier that kind of, like, mutated into an overwhelming sense of overwhelmed. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed.
Well, play ball then, my man. And Vi?
I think I'm going to hook the cars up. I don't need anything. Listen, I just trust myself to do that the most. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't trust
it's
you to hook
car.
Them up properly,
no, it's
but,
your car.
You know,
I get it.
Yeah.
And I will keep any fires out a novelty large watch outside of the their little general area with this big-ass gun. Is there any more, like, random crap?
Yeah.
He's loading it up. I hope something comes up towards us.
That watch explodes a raven outside that was, like, the eyes of the Mountain King or something.
Excellent, excellent. Wait, hold on. You hear the sound of a helicopter in the distance.
Oh,
Meat Stew says, we're going to have to work fast. Lawn chair is a dark look. Scat. Can I get a noise from Scat? Scat looks worried.
Scat Crowley.
All right. Shall we move to our stations?
Yep.
Yeah, 10-4.
All right, Meat Stew is like, I'll be with you at the front of the car. Lawn chair's all fucked up in the back area, so can't really do no heavy lifting. But a Scratch, just go hold on to that rope ladder there. Actually, I'm going to walk over with you so I can work the winch.
Yeah, okay. Scratch, before he follows Meat Stew to the rope ladder, Scratch runs back to the car where he had stored the backpack and gear before going under the waterfall.
Does Scratch still have OJ Mayonnaise with him?
Oh, yeah, OJ Mayonnaise. Oh, Scratch found solace in OJ Mayonnaise. And Scratch is better and he gets one veil back.
Aw,
yeah, he takes it from OJ Mayonnaise, and that one veil was keeping them alive.
Yes. Yeah, OJ like, Mayonnaise expires.
Sucks the life out of it.
Oh, Scratch unlocked his new veil power.
Yeah. Okay.
Auger.
All right, Scratch.
What do I have to do again?
You're just hold on to that rope for now, and I'll lead you from there.
Okay.
You hold on to that rope. All right, you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, Meat Stew just starts really like. Ungodly strength, just like all of a sudden you're flying up to the top, just like one story, two stories, three stories, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. You're all alone now. all alone in the darkness. Just you and the... Wait, are you wearing your gear right now?
Yeah. Here, put it on. Here's the thing.
Okay, so you can see everything pretty good because you got.
Oh,
like,
no, he didn't put the. I didn't put the headset on.
The headset's not on. You're just carrying that gear. Oh, and all of a sudden, you're just like flying through the air for a moment, and then you just land perfectly on your feet. At the top of this cliff.
Here's the thing. Scratch didn't know he was about to ride a roller coaster. This motherfucker grew up within spitting distance, and by spitting distance, I mean an hour and a half away from Cedar Point. That was a fucking thrill like he hasn't had. He's feeling good, Ganon.
And he gains 17 veil.
17 veil.
And he gains a smile.
OJ Mayonnaise is alive again.
Yeah.
And now at the top of the sheer wall, Scratch is also completely dry. The wind from that has eliminated any chance that he would be dealing with chafing.
Okay. Swamp ass.
So, and if there's any listeners who are out there like, where's Scratch's chafing? Where's his swamp ass? Where's his blisters?
Not here today.
If there's
not
any
here.
Listeners out there asking those questions, what's your problem?
Well, listener, I get you, but it's not happening. Nice try.
Okay, Scratch, you're at the top now, all alone. Are you putting your visor on so you can see better? Because you're just, like, it's just black everywhere.
Yeah, at this moment, Scratch is like, okay. And he reaches around back. Oh, Freddy, sorry, I poked you there.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, buddy, man, I really...
wish someone would just toss me off this thing right now.
Oh, Freddy.
I know it's all I ever talk about, but whatever.
You know, man. Okay, we're gonna have a bigger talk when we get to Gato City, okay, Freddy? Because I think you and I could be closer. And then Scratch turns on his computer... And then as the power passes from the computer to the headset, you see some lights on the headset, the logo on the outside, and maybe the screen flickers on, and he places it on his head and puts it on, and the boot sequence happens. And at that moment, he can see everything, at least within the area, mm-hmm. with perfect clarity.
Yeah.
Black and white, infrared vision. The headset has infrared lights all around it that is shooting out at the environment. And what he gets back is this, like, image that is, you know, a half second behind and is low quality, low resolution, but is completely illuminated.
Yeah. You see up ahead, these billies, looks like they've already put on these harnesses. The billies are in these harnesses. And they're standing beside this big, thick, heavy-duty, military-esque mining equipment, like, winch. Like, this big, like, serious, like, gnarly piece of almost industrial-looking technology. And there's a big lever on the top of the winch. Scratch, you up there?
Yeah.
Release the winch! Release the lever!
10-4!
The Billy's got... harnesses on by themselves. Let's address that.
They're incredible.
That's amazing.
They like to wear them. They like to wear them.
They went and they like, there's like a little setup where all they have to do is walk right into it and it slips right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Scratch heads over and as he walks, he's a little bit cautious that a scary vision will suddenly come. He's a little bit cautious that the headset will feel like it's about to like suck his eyeballs out or something. But that doesn't come. It seems to be working better than usual, even. And he goes over and he pulls the lever.
The chain, this huge honking chain, there's like a chair-sized hook at the end of this chain. This chain just goes shooting down the side of the cliff. At the bottom of the cliff, Violet, you see this chain just go shooting down, landing right in front of you, just hanging like an inch above the ground, just stops. So, Violet, there's, like, this big honking hook.
Violet...
Lawn Chair says, what do you think? We do the caravan first, we do the camper first, or we do booger first? That's your car, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Thank you. You like it? Yeah, it looks like a booger, doesn't it? It's like a little...
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I thought you hated it, and you were like, oh, it's like a booger from my nose.
Well, kind of. It's like it shoots out. It's a wild thing.
Blows my mind.
And it's green. So,
that's
so booger.
Fucking
and
funny, dude.
What can I say? I thought it was cute. Let's do the caravan first. Why not? Heaviest thing first.
Heaviest thing. And most explosives inside. So if it falls down.
We die.
Woo! We might. We might. But yeah. Well.
That pause happened in that moment, too, where they're both just kind of like, oh, boy.
All right. And, yeah, so if we fuck it up, then we're dead and they don't have any cars. Yeah. But that's fine. We won't fuck it up.
Hardest first. We get rid of the hardest one first. You want a hit of this?
No, thank you. What is it?
Cringe.
Oh, cringe. Of course.
You heard?
No. I haven't.
It's very good.
You love it? What's it like?
It gets me through these motherfucking days, I'll tell you that much.
Kind of like caffeine-ish or like...
It's like it makes you feel really, really, really good, and then it makes you feel bad for a lot longer. But you do it again... Feel good again.
I see. Okay, yeah. I think I'm good. I think I'm okay.
All right.
And there's enough stuff going on, you know.
More for me and Scat.
Enjoy. Hey, enjoy. Let's focus on the making sure that this thing does not explode.
You are looking at the caravan right now. It's these two Hummers melded together with these lantern lights in the front. I guess you probably should turn off before you drag it up the side of this huge ass cliff, and you see this hook in front of you. So I imagine you may have some dice roll things for attaching a vehicle to a winch in a way to ensure that it is secure.
Sure. Call it mechanical repair.
Let's call it mechanical repair.
It's not really repair, but you know, whatever. It's the same idea. We understand mechanical.
If I was a mechanic and I knew all about mechanical repair and then I had to do a winch thing, I would be pulling from my knowledge of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be pulling the vehicle with your winch. More like it.
Woo! It's a hit.
Hey, all right. Okay, so, okay. It's on tight. It's on good. Meat Stew cups his hands. All right, Scratch. Oh, do you have any treats with you that the Billies might like? I forgot to ask you to get treats.
Oh, I have just the thing. Scratch does another power roll to find pages of his archive that they would like to eat. 7, but still possible. I'm going to use 4 luck to hit my power roll for that to pull out the perfect treats for them.
All right, you've cracked open your massive tone. Flip, 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 flip. You found a recipe for apple pie.
It's written in French because Francois is one of them. Perfect. So that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a recipe, some spam recipe for apple pie.
That's what they always say. It's French as apple pie.
I guess it's an apple tart. Okay, so Misu says, just lead the Billies up the path. The harness will pull.
Okay, buddies, come on.
So they're following. You see Francois' big face, and at the bottom there, Violet, you start to see
this big old thing
start to turn from horizontal to vertical, slowly going.
It's going great.
Climbing up, climbing up. The Billies are both walking towards Scratch at the top. After several minutes, it starts to get up close to the top. You notice there's sort of a little ramp kind of shaved into the side. This must have been used by smugglers many times. And it gets pulled up to the top. First one up. Woo. Great job.
And that's the heaviest one.
Now we're going to cut to the outside.
Yeah, so I've been hearing these helicopters, and it's my job. I'm the link in the chain that's supposed to keep an eye out for this kind of thing. And I'm hearing them, and I got this treat cannon. And Gannon, mm-hmm. treat Gannon, how mm-hmm. far away are these helicopters? Are they in sight? I mean, 10 minutes just passed. And we're still hearing them. Are they looking for us? Do they know about the winch? These are the questions I'm sort of asking myself as I'm looking through the supplies mm-hmm. in the back of Booger in my bug out bag to see mm-hmm. what I can load in this treat cannon that will give them a nasty surprise.
Yeah, you're assuming they're probably looking for you. I feel like probably somewhere along the lines they... You feel pretty strongly they're probably looking for you.
Do I got visibles?
No, you don't have visible. You don't see it. You just hear it.
Hmm. And presumably they would have lights or, you know,
oh, yeah.
something like that.
Something like that.
Gannon, are there trees? Are there anything I can go to get a, like, a advantageous little crenellation that I can burrow into to fire my cannon from? Basically, Otter's over here. thinking about the mines of Mancia, thinking he's like Gandalf, sitting there with the Bob Ross staring down his the sight of his treat cannon, or his staff in this case, or, you know, vice versa. And he's ready to take this thing down and say, you're not going to pass, just like Gandalf did.
So you are looking back to, like, the way you came. I mean, where you came from, there is a ton of forest. All those weird sort of wiry trees. And also watch out for that blood nettle.
Otter doesn't want to find out how Meat Stew's face got like that. That's for sure. He likes his face.
So are you climbing the tree, or are you just sort of like hiding among the trees?
He's hiding among the trees. Mm-hmm. He's looking at the ground.
Yeah.
He's trying to make sure there's no blood nettle around. He's got his gun. He's looking up.
And can you give me a spot hidden?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Got the hated roll that must be rolled almost every episode. Nothing I can do about it.
Ooh. Well, 000 is the worst roll, right?
That's the worst roll.
Oh, my God.
You did not.
So you're...
Should I push this? I mean, it can't get worse, or is it an automatic?
I guess if you fail it after a push, it's worse than worse. So...
Oh, my God.
Pushing it is up to you. What's your spot hidden?
Worse than
roll?
A critical failure?
My spot hidden is 60.
Okay, so you have a...
decent chance.
60% chance that you'll hit. I mean, if you're flipping a coin...
And I've got a smidge of luck.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's not a pass.
Oh, my God. Worse than worse?
This sucks. What happens?
You're in the woods. You're taking camp. Somewhere in the forest, you hear it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to cut back inside.
Can Otter just do a quick react or something like that? Oh, hell no! Boom!
Okay, we're cutting back inside behind the waterfall. All right, let's load up the next vehicle. What do you think? What do you think? That was fun seeing that get to the top. We want to do Booger? We want to do the camper?
Well, why don't we do the camper? If we hooked it up, I could just get in Booger and then go up with it while I'm in the car. But I can't do that if it goes up first. So let's do the camper first.
Okay, great. A scratch at the top of this great height. You have put the Billies back to square one. So we're going to do this one more time. Scratch lets the lever go. The hook is at the bottom of the cliff again. You're hearing the helicopter getting a little louder. Let's get a roll to get this guy on.
I did a mechanic repair, and I got a hit again.
Okay, nice. Okay. It's feeling secure. Secure is the first time. You're feeling good. All right, let her rip there, Scratch!
All right, wait. Well,
did you do a power roll to get the...
Oh,
Billy's
to do
movement?
again with more paper. Oh, sorry.
The funny thing is that the Billies actually would love every paper.
I know. I rolled a 75, which is one worse than my last roll that I had to use luck for. I guess I will push, because they don't seem to be responding to the paper that I pulled out for them. God damn it.
You could try feeding them OJ mayonnaise. Be pretty fucked up.
I guess I could.
Before he could even become the new Petruvius.
He died anyway.
Imagine if I get a golden hit and
he's
then...
back alive.
Oh.
Okay. Zero? Maybe I'll get another zero on critical fail. Okay, no, 0-5. I get a golden hit the
golden
second time.
Golden hit.
Golden hit.
We're doing amazing here. Okay, once again, the Billies are in action. First, you showed them a copy of the Unabomber's manifesto. They didn't like that one so much. You threw that off the cliff. You ripped out a picture of a cute frog. And you're showing it, and they like it, and they're moving forward. Gunk, 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 gunk. The caravan is slowly going vertical up the side of this cliff, up to the top. Violet, you're sweating like crazy. The darkness is encroaching. Scratch up the top, you're sweating like crazy. The Billies are having a really wonderful day. We're going to cut to Otter back outside.
I know what that laugh means, because how could you forget a laugh like that? He's just kind of bravado-ly saying out into the darkness.
How could you forget a laugh like that?
Can I use the sound to pinpoint the direction that this is coming from?
Give me
a listen to hidden?
A listen to hidden. I guess that would be spotted.
Listen to hidden.
All right, it's a hit.
Okay, you can tell he's not close to you. The voice is eerie. It's like before you, behind you. It's strange, but you know that he's not close to you.
I have a proposition for you, friend.
I ain't interested in your little parlay.
You'll be interested in this parlay, I think.
All right. Well, I guess if I got no choice, then I'm all ears, you son of a bitch.
Marauders are on their way, and they'll kill you for sure. They'll kill you for sure, and when they kill you, I'll take that bugle from you. Or you take that bugle, you place it here in the forest, and I get rid of that helicopter for you.
Well, I ain't so sure that those marauders are gonna kill us. What's your name? What am I calling you?
You can call me Cowboy. Cowboy.
I hate the Cowboys. He's thinking about rooting against the Dallas Cowboys.
He's a cowboy, cowboy.
The Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys are a football team that everybody around America roots for if you like to root for the winner in the 90s, specifically. It's like rooting for the Chicago Bulls. You know, it's not interesting at all. There's no honor in it. And this guy, this avatar of evil and empire, stands before me trying to make a deal, something that has so often not panned out for those who have made deal with similar type folk. So Otter is not interested, but he wants to keep this guy talking. He wants to try to get more out of him. So he's like, what are you gonna do with that bugle? You gonna blow it?
Not your business. I didn't need to tell you that though. I'm clever and you're clever. These are two clever minds bouncing off each other.
Hey, listen, cowboy, do you know I smoked some weed out of that thing?
That's sacrilege.
Yeah. Well, I guess
I'm a heretic.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything, but you'll be tortured in hell for the rest of your life, or hell, or whatever you might call it. You'll receive yours for what you've done. Eternal pain,
that.
Eternal
I
suffering.
So.
Unless you bring the bugle out here.
I think I'm
going to
get eternal pleasure when I spank your little bottom and make you cry out. That's right. I'm Otter Mayfield. Maybe you've heard of me.
I like that shit.
Okay.
I like that shit too.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll both be having a good time.
Ooh, I think we're fast friends.
I think I like you.
Is that helicopter getting louder?
No, it's getting quieter.
Back inside.
I was about to come out of the woods and be like, hello? Has anyone seen my dog?
No, don't do a goddamn walk on. This is two men talking shit to each other. You're going to see everything I do to your little helicopter, buddy, from your little perch on your little cloud or wherever you're hiding.
Oh, okay, so we're going to cut inside the waterfall again. Booger is now up front. Can I get one more roll to attach Booger?
I already rolled it, and it's a hit.
All right.
And we're getting in Booger also to go up with it, in it. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, high stakes.
Right. Oh, yeah. You in lawn chair and meat stew?
Yeah.
All right.
Sitting in the car.
Okay. Yeah, you're calling him over.
Let's get in.
Oh, yeah. And Scat's already at the top. I didn't say that. Scat stayed in the caravan because he's a little goofball. Give me a Scat.
Scat Grilly.
There we go. Okay.
I'm so sorry about that. I want to apologize to the Scrat, who could be a fully rounded character before I...
Oh, you never know. He might speak one day.
Is he Scrat or is he Scat?
Scat.
I'm so sorry.
Scrat is the mouse
Scat,
from
Scat,
Ice Age.
Scat Kelly. Scat. Oh, my God. Scat Krelly or Scat Shkrelly. But we're just going with Krelly. I think we just need to get Scat and Scratch talking, and I think we're going to find a lot of interesting things about both those characters.
Maybe that'll happen sometime soon. Okay, so everyone's sort of like, yeah, all right. Yeah, we get in the... Get in the car. Boy, that helicopter's getting kind of close, don't you think?
Hopefully not for long. Hopefully they fly right away from us, and actually they're not here for us. They're someone else.
Hey, Otter! Why don't you come on back? So we're going to cut back to Otter in the forest.
Does Otter even hear them?
I don't think so.
Otter is still talking to this guy, being like, I'm gonna make you watch everything I do to this little helicopter of yours. It's going down, Black Hawk Down style.
I'm watching you, and I'm gonna enjoy this. Just do me a favor and make sure that Bugle stays in one piece.
We got one of your little boys hostage right now. I think I might kill him.
Boys? They're not my boys. They're not my boys at all.
Oh, they're your boys now. I'm going to make you adopt that boy. I'm going to make you give him a good birthday.
Oh, I'm disowning him. Oh, no, I'm not disowning him. I'm taking him home. And I'm going to be like, oh, you only get 5 minutes screen time. And I'm going to...
That's good. I like that.
I'm going to make him watch old Walter Cronkite on YouTube.
He's going to grow up with a well-rounded liberal arts background. You're going to send him to Bryn Mawr.
He's going to resent me. And he's not even going to be a garbage man. He's going to be a garbage fucker. He's the guy who fucks the garbage.
He's not
going to
be a garbage fucker. He's going to be an upstanding young man. He's going to get a degree in environmental studies.
What's that over the trees?
The helicopter is rising.
Perfect. And right at that moment, I got this guy to give me some helpful information, which is that the helicopter is right there, right over the trees.
Yeah.
And Otter takes this treat cannon, which he has loaded with several empty cans of beans that have a bunch of used oil in them from like oil changers.
Oh, wow.
And Otter is going to fire up in this little window that he has between the eaves and try and see if he can hit this thing and maybe obstruct some vision or at the very least give them a spook.
Give me that roll and then I'm going to ask for another roll right after that.
Oh my God, I'm rolling so bad. I need new dice. Fuck that. That's a normal hit.
Okay. Now I need you to roll Prevail.
Okay. A one!
No way. A 0-1?
0-1.
Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so the thing you're seeing, so immediately you look up, you see rising the T shape of the helicopter, and then rising above the trees. You're already ready to fire. It's already locked in your head. It's gonna happen. But you see these bulging eyes and an open mouth. A face at the front of this helicopter, almost like a weird, almost like 90s 3D animated, but it's like flesh, but it's dry and it's lit in the red light of like a helicopter.
What do they call it? It's like a masthead?
Yeah, it's like a masthead, but it's moving. It's moving. And it starts to scream. But this doesn't hit you. Well, you take 2 veil loss. It's that bad. If you'd have lost, you'd have lost.
I got the best hit possible.
I know. You know what? That's true. You got the best hit possible.
I got the best. Well,
okay.
I understand if it's the best hit possible is still not.
Okay. No. You're right. You got the best hit possible. So I will say, if you got anything but the best hit possible, you would have lost 2 veil even on a pass.
So he had that was a true 1 in 100 chance.
Yes. On a fail, you would have lost 20, or it would have been a d20.
Oh.
Rolling a d20 fail.
Can we just establish really quickly that perhaps the reason why Otter was so locked in is because of the trash talk? Because
yeah, before the game, you and the opponent.
Otter has been in competition for so much of his life. Until recently, his like physical aspects and the traits that he used to bludgeon his opponents into submission have atrophied with age and with time and with sadness and tragedy. The gifts of the Bugle have ignited those things, but trash talk don't fade. Trash talk is forever, and age is like fine wine. And talking shit to this cowboy guy has got him worked up and has got him feeling, on the flip side, somewhat calm and feeling like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. His positive mental imaging is happening without him even thinking. He already saw the face before it was even there, even though it was like a horrifying face. He was like imagining the worst possible thing. And sure enough, it showed up, this weird, fucked up, demonic face.
It's just a clearer target now.
And did you know that the name of this helicopter face is Jessica?
Oh my God.
Okay, Otter loses it at that. Yeah. No, he's scared!
Not Jessica!
Don't
you see the screaming guys? There's an explosion above the trees. We're going to cut back inside the waterfall. You hear a big explosion from outside.
Well, that's not fucking good.
Meat Stew starts running out from under the waterfall.
Otter!
And he's yelling for Otter.
Wait, did we make it to the top already?
No, you guys haven't started going up yet because tell Otter that it was time to go.
Okay, got it.
Otter is sprinting back.
Okay, give me a run roll.
Can I get those back?
Yeah.
These are now being good to me. Golden hit.
Oh my god.
Golden hit.
Cha-ching.
Oh my god. Back to back.
The spread of rolls this episode, I think the statisticians, the listeners can check me on this, but I feel like we have had a wider spread. We have had the worst possible roll, 00. We've had the best possible roll. We've had multiple golden hits. We've had multiple failures. I feel like it's like...
I didn't even say the roll I just made with the helicopter. I rolled a 99.
Oh. Dude, my God.
On their recovery.
They're rattled.
So Meat Stew sort of pops out of the waterfall. Otter, you are sprinting ahead. Meat Stew sees that, and he's like, yeah, you guys are like moment, Meat Stew sort of pulls you in. You're running over to Booger now.
Otter's running gracefully through the woods. He dodged Nettle when he was coming out. He's locked the fuck in after talking shit with this guy. Something was kind of fun about that. Otter is feeling giddy, and while he's running with this thing, he puts his hand on the hilt of his scimitar, and he's just letting this sort of, like, battle lust just course through him. And it's maybe not as simple as that, but right now it is.
Violet, right now, so you can feel the presence of this thing. You can feel this presence.
Mm.
You are, like, all of a sudden it's, like hearing that explosion is just, like, all of a sudden, like... The thing you drew...
It's here.
It's like right outside that waterfall.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, my God.
It's here.
And they're rushing over to Booger right now. Everyone's piling in.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Since I got a golden hit last time,
In fact, what I was going to say...
Okay.
Is you got a golden hit last time, I'm going to... In my head, I was like, it's going to be a pass for him automatically because he got
perfect.
A golden hit.
That's what I was going to ask. That they would... They love the last one so much that they could try. I just have to put my hand out now.
Yeah. They love you. At this point, now these guys are like nuzzling up to you. These guys aren't biting you like they bite Meat Stew.
They're changing his name to Scratch Billy.
Oh my God.
Okay, so all of you. So,
come on.
So you guys are in Booger right now, and they're like, fast as you can. Scratch is up there.
Come
he's sprinting.
Come on.
They're chasing after him. They're pulling Booger, which is the lightest of all of them, up. It's all of you guys squeezed into Booger. It feels really tight. It's hot. It's pitch black, and you just feel yourself.
And we're vertical, sort of like
vertical
now. We're now sort of like
leaning backwards
on our back.
Mm-hmm.
Is it even worth trying to like lean out the window to fire this gun one more time at the thing? Yeah.
Well, can you
see it? We can see it. No, we can't see it.
Can we see
the waterfall?
No, it's just the waterfall. You can hear it behind the waterfall, maybe.
Okay, I don't want to fire it then.
Yeah, we can't even see it. I don't even think Violet has even seen the thing.
Otter's thinking about this, wishing that he could see it, because, it would be such a good shot. And in fact, now his positive mental imaging is producing hallucinations.
I also just
cool
want to say,
that he could do.
The poor guy in the trunk, let's not feel bad for him. He's bad. But also, it's been so hot, and he's in the trunk. He's got to be hot as hell.
Does Violet say any of this out loud?
Oh, that guy in the trunk has got to be hot as hell.
I know. He's going to liberal arts school soon, and I'm putting him there.
And then you feel Booger, top of the cliff, cruising over. Boom. Meat Stew is out immediately, hooking everything up to the caravan, getting the billies in place, and the three of you guys are finally together for, I don't know, the first time in like 20 minutes.
I pulled the... No, I guess it would all be up, right? This is just a solid wall for anybody who were to come behind this waterfall at this point.
Yeah, basically.
Because we have all the equipment.
Oh, I guess there's that rope ladder down.
Oh, I thought I...
Oh, you yanked that up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I pulled
Perfect,
up any...
Yeah, so you're pulling that up while everyone's, like, getting everything together. Violet, could I get one final vehicle repair just to see how the hustle is?
Hot hit.
Ha, 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 ha! Okay, everything is kung 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 kung. Ship shape, good. Meat Stew's like looking over at Violet. Are we copacetic?
Let's go.
Let's go. The Billies are moving, and the caravan is now heading down into the tunnel. Out, away, 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 away. Till you can't hear the sound of a helicopter anymore.
Do I hear the sound of the cowboy at all in any way? I go, you still there, cowboy?
I'll see you in 2 episodes.
What the hell does that mean? Huh? You guys, I've been talking shit to this, the cowboy, the one that you guys wasted in Black Fork.
The laughing bitch?
The laughing bitch. You still hear we're all calling you laughing bitch.
Ooh, I think I did cut that from the episode when I called him that. But yes.
Put it back in.
Okay.
Retcon. Put it back in. If you can still hear us, I can't wait to see you again. Because I'm going to teach you a lesson, you little scoundrel, you rapscallion. Is anyone else hearing this guy? Otter's like slapping his ears.
I don't hear that guy, but trust me, I got a whole bunch of other shit going on. You guys know that the helicopter, which I now understand that my drawing was a helicopter, is the spinning thing on the top is her hair. It's her hair spinning around in circles.
Otter didn't see what you drew.
I need
and
some
And he's just quietly talking
water.
Shit to the cowboy, like, I'm gonna make you go woke. I'm gonna get you on Tumblr.
Otter getting delirious.
Otter's just quietly talking shit like he's like a little kid on like Xbox Live.
Yeah.
But his dad is asleep in the next room.
For
I just made a Blue Sky account for you.
Okay, hours pass. Eventually, this dark tunnel, this bored tunnel that you're coming through the end of it, and it's sunshine outside. Sunshine. And you're on the other side of this huge mountain, and it's light everywhere, light covering this rolling valley, like before you, green rolling valley before you. But right in the center of this green rolling valley, you see this huge, huge fortress. Meat Stew comes out to you guys and says, "Made it to Gato City."
Woo!
Blackout!
Hello, I am a Gato from Gato City. Welcome to our city. We are so cute.
That's what we're going to be singing.
We are so cute. We are so cute. Sorry, I was just still talking shit to the cowboy.
Oh my god, in your head.
Otter is falling asleep talking shit to him and wakes up and immediately is like, I wasn't asleep, I was awake the whole time.
Just thinking about it, like, this was the first, like, every time I've put the headset on has been like, it's been a bit of a big deal in that it's dangerous. And I just did a throwaway line. We didn't even talk about this, but I said it's like seems to be like chiller out here or something, which, you know, doesn't have to be a thing. I was just trying to justify
like,
for some reason it's more in tune with the deep orb or something.
Yeah. Well, it didn't, whatever thing that makes it do the thing that's scary, it didn't do it this time, which is interesting.
Oh, so it wasn't even sucking? Or maybe it was still...
It was sucking and fucking.
But it wasn't nutted and keeping sucking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was just the appropriate amount.
Just a little bit of sucking.
Maybe you were just stoned enough that it was like kind of chill.
Mm. My little idea, which was just going to be that like in that moment, as they're like, the sun has risen, they're looking at this beautiful scenery. We see that Scratch has still had the headset on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wow. And he goes to, now that it's daylight, take it off.
Mm-hmm.
and is just like, in extreme pain, like it won't come off. And then they all like panic and then it cuts.
Got her.